The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 29 March 2017. And I've got a little update here on the story that I did the other day. And it happened to be the kid that, well, misidentified and shot in his house. It has to do with the new procedures the police are adopting in this country. It's knock and talk. You know, we're not going to just show up with a battering ram and just kick your door in. Because we don't have a warrant, but we're going to try to get your door open, and then we'll just shoot you. If we feel that, it depends on our mood, and, you know, we're in a hurry here to go have lunch or whatever the deal is. And I was glad to see John Whitehead write on this subject. I got a sneaking suspicion he listens to this program, because this article just came out today, and I did this story a couple of days ago. At any rate, that, and the USS Liberty. Who's on the hot seat here? Is it Devin Nunes, the Republican out of California? All of a sudden, he's got to go. He didn't inform the right people, and blah, 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 blah. Well, no, they've been laying for Mr. Nunes for a long time, and he's on the House Intelligence Committee. Not exactly a small role if you're a U.S. congressman. Well, guess what the only congressman in the U.S. Congress assembled did? He got on the House floor, and he was talking about the USS Liberty. And guess what's coming up? The 50th anniversary. What was that, June 7th or 8th, Mike? 1967. I think it was June 8th. 8th, yeah. So June's coming up. We can't have this guy around on the 50th anniversary now, can we? So we'll get into that as well. You know, folks, I sometimes, are you listening out there, Julie? Just give me a shout if you are. Julie? There she is. Okay. Her and I were talking prior to the program today, and we're just sitting there talking about this, that, and the other, and I said, you know, these are one of these days. You know, is it better to get behind the microphone or stay from behind the microphone? And the reason I say that is sometimes I just get so damn disgusted and so angry that I don't feel that I'm doing any service to you or service to myself when I get a head of steam up like this. And the funny thing is, I've had the little pressure cooker. Remember how your grandma used to do vegetable soup and do pot roast? She'd do it in the pressure cooker, and that stuff would just melt in your mouth. Well, that little thing that would sit there and chatter on the top of that kettle, that let off the steam. And that's all I've been doing for 3 years, is just letting off a little steam and letting the pressure build and let off a little steam. Well, I think somebody put my the regulator back on my pressure cooker, and they put it on 15 pounds when it should have been 5. That's always what I'm afraid of, that I'm going to get so out of control on the air that it's better to consider maybe not doing a program. Well, I'm here, and I'm going to stay here. First, let me go into the grape juice news. Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed how many appointees of Donald Trump has been bending over backwards to kiss the Israelis' butt. Now, folks, you know, like every other industrialized country around the world, we were supposed to have the guns gone. We were supposed to have national health care. We were supposed to be well on our way to being socialized and, well, broke. Well, they pretty much are right there, aren't they? The climate, from my perspective in this country, is so dysfunctional and so screwed up, I can barely contain myself. And the danger is, I think we're starting to get used to it. We're like a 9.8 on a 10-point scale misery index. And I think we're all starting to believe if we can just get that misery index down to about 5, we might be able to survive that. But each and every single day of our lives, things are getting worse. And that's another, you know, I don't like to be that negative. I would like to ballyhoo the great progress that sane minds and sane people, understanding what form of government we have, and act accordingly. That's why you're voted into office, right? To protect and defend and, you know, that little constitutional thing. Not for the democracy for which it stands. One nation, when a politician speaks, I got a better idea. You throw the Constitution, the baby, and the bathwater right out the window. And, you know, all this in such an environment that has been intentionally created, folks. And I am not shy about that, and I will never back off of this, this social engineering, the balkanization of this country. You know, it's one thing if it's just a hit or a miss or just a happenstance, but it's happening all over the world. First red flag goes up, says, yep, agenda's afoot. Gee, what was your clue? Duh. Well, since people are being so hateful today, you know, we used to have a two-party system. I was talking to Julie prior to the show today. I said, you know, how many times have people started third parties in this country? Howard Phillips, Constitution Party. What happened with that? Well, now we got the Libertarian Party, and the best that... I mean, I'm sure Gary Johnson is a very nice man, but presidential material, he looked to me to be more of a city councilman than he did presidential material. So then that leaves you with two parties. Well, not really. We've got the rhinos, and then we have the opposition party. And that's it. And it's getting uglier. And those that are supporting these madcap people that just, they're hard to describe. You know, I think Hillary Clinton said it the best. The unmentionables, or what was that term that Donald Trump used that Hillary Clinton? It wasn't the unmentionables, the undesirables, the deplorables, thank you, the deplorables. And I'm looking at what Democrats are now doing. And I think you got a few people scared because guess what's back up on the front burner of the stove here, folks? It's on low, but it's on the front burner now, not to be forgotten. Healthcare. Donald thinks we can get all he needs to do is bring in a few more Democrats, and I think we can get the job done. You know, the art of the deal. And you've heard me say this, and it's the absolute truth. Politics is about compromise. But not compromising the principles of this country or its laws. There's no compromising on that. So now, to go out there and make everybody feel better and put a little bit of salve on the wounded, the walking wounded, which is pretty much everybody in this country now, one way or another. We got to do something about these hateful people. And under the guise of terrorism, well, let me just let you hear what's going on with Simon Wiesenthal. I'm so beklept. God almighty. Liberal communist Jews. Oh, I almost said it. See, Julie, I told you. It's one of those days where I'm close. All I got to do is get on a little rant here and stuff's going to come flying out of my mouth that's going to embarrass the listeners and myself, because I'm about a quarter of an inch away with blooding out epithets like you've never heard. You'll drop the pot. Yeah, we don't have a six-second delay. You're not going to be able to drop that pot. Let me collect myself. Simon Wiesenthal, Center's 2017 Digital Terrorism and Hate Report Card. Social media giants fail to curb online extremism. They're already doing it. New York, New York. At a press briefing held not far from Ground Zero today, the Simon Wiesenthal Center sharply criticized social media giants for not doing enough to degrade online, and that's the term that they use, degrade online marketing of terrorist and hate groups. They're one Mac Daddy of a hate group because they hate the truth. During the briefing, Rabbi Abraham Cooper, Associate Dean, and Simon Wiesenthal Center, founder of Digital Terrorism and Hate Project, Rick Eaton, Senior Researcher, and Mark Weissman, the SWC Director of Government Affairs, unveiled the Simon Wiesenthal, when I say SWC, it's Simon Wiesenthal, I'm so the Klepp Center, 2017 Social Media Report Card. The team shared a PowerPoint highlighting the results of the annual study, with special focus on the recent deadly attack in London and the online emergence of extremists from the alt-right. Now, is that alt-right, Mike? Am I correct in saying that that's the alternative right to what is deemed and blessed as being the right now in this country? Okay, well, I'm in the right pile then. Okay, good. New York City Comptroller Stringer hosted the briefing in his office and joined the SWC team in criticizing social media platforms for failing to curtail online terrorism and hate. Comptroller Stringer was the first public official to receive the report. And they're giving Facebook an A-. Well, thank you, Mark Zuckerberg. Little sack of crap ripped somebody else's idea off. He's now a billionaire, and now he can go out there and twist arms. Well, not really. He's just got a lot of cash to buy favor. Twitter, B-. Whoa. They haven't blocked Donald Trump yet? That'll be next. Google and YouTube, C-. Well, guess where YouTube is on the hate channel? They got a D. Now, how many of you, and myself included, you will see stories that are posted, that are YouTube, that I will put on the webpage of this network? Reason being is because that's where you get a lot of exposure. It's been around a while. Many people see it. I mean, you can put up some little poor puppy, I pulled a poor puppy out of the middle of a river and brought him back to life, and the fireman was there to give him CPR, and you'll get 10 million hits on something like that. But you find something that's really relevant to the dumb public out there, you might get a couple thousand views, or maybe 15 or 20, or if it's really good, maybe 50,000 views. But you won't get millions. It's not like the Gangnam style. What the hell did that get? A billion hits or some damn thing? Great. It's entertainment. Whoopee. But you know where this is going. Instagram. They hit Instagram, Ask FM, WordPress, Google, Tumblr, Ask. Rabbi Abraham Cooper stated, Google and YouTube is rightfully under fierce criticism for placing digital ads from major international brands like AT&T and Johnson & Johnson next to extremist videos. And anything, and folks, the alt-right, if you're slightly right of center, which, remember my grandfather clock story, oh, that political pendulum, it swings left and it swings back. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Incrementally over the years, that pendulum has never swung back to center or even right. It continually swings left. So what they're really saying to you out there is that, you know, these companies that are making money like AT&T and Johnson & Johnson, you know, they're dealing with extremists out there, and they need to stop supporting the extremist. Wow. So unfortunately, Google and YouTube earned a C- on the digital report card for allowing the proliferation of how-to videos that instruct people on how to build and deploy explosives from materials found in the home. They also earned a D for their failure to remove thousands of hate group postings. And if you're anywhere slightly to the right of some stinking-ass communist in this country, guess what? You're a hater. Let me scrub the ass hat. Well, I'm sorry. I forgot to use my substitute. Other social media giants did not fare much better. Social media apps that provide encryption for users received the lowest grades of all, with terrorists, including the London attacker, using encryption, in this case WhatsApp, to hide their activities from law enforcement and intelligence. Rabbi Cooper also discussed keeping children safe from online hate. They don't give a damn. If your 8-year-old gets on a computer and watches porno, because Israel, ladies and gentlemen, is the biggest purveyor of porno. Did you know that? Our wonderful Jewish friends over there in Israel are the biggest purveyors of pornography. And that's not hateful. That doesn't seem to piss off the feminist out there. That doesn't seem to rock anybody's boat. But you get slightly to the right of any of these damn communists in this country, you're automatically a hater. You're associated with hate groups, and you need to be done away with. Do you think, and let me ask you this important question here, do you think any of the problems that you've had with the phone companies listening to this network, do you think that just happened by accident and all of a sudden you're not able to do that anymore? Or all of a sudden you're getting blocked from sites like this network, like many other networks? Do you think that that's an accident? When you hear it publicly announced that they're going to be doing this, that, and the other, they're already doing it. Already. Simon Wiesenthal. Oh, my God. I want people to get back into reality mode. All right? What I'm saying to you, remember my little analogy here of the misery index, you know, it being at 9.8. Well, when it hits 10, it's all over with. We're talking total misery. And have you settled for a 4 or 5? As long as it doesn't get any worse and they just leave me the hell alone. And I want you to be honest with yourself, because that's where I see it. We didn't elect Donald Trump. We voted against Hillary Clinton. We voted for a guy that spoke the right words. He's getting a lot of resistance from behind. A lot.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Seriously, folks, I'm having a hard time reining myself in today. I'm making a honest and concerted effort to do so. Because, you know, dealing with technology of today, the words come out of my mouth, they're racing at 186,000 miles a second, and you can't catch up with them to bring them back. They're trying to cook... what's Mr. Nunes's first name? Devin Nunes. He's a Republican out of California. you got to understand something, guys. He is the only U.S. congressman that has talked about the USS Liberty. He is the only one that I know of. If there were any others, let us know. But he's currently the Gang of Eight that you've heard so much about. Now, who are the people? Who is the Gang of Eight? Ryan, Pelosi, McConnell, Schumer, Schiff, Burr, and Feinstein. Nunes has got to go. And they've been cooking him and cooking him and cooking him. To understand the larger Devin Nunes briefing issues, it's important to focus on the word compartment, or compartmentalized, I should say. Intelligence information is housed by compartments. Each intelligence unit holds intelligence unique to that compartment. The FBI counterintelligence unit would hold the intel information specific to their task or assignment. The CIA would hold their own compartmentalized intel, again, specific to their task and objectives. So too would the NSA or the Pentagon. We're all compartmentalized here. Now, this compartmentalization structure is what led to the creation of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the ODNI. The 9/11 Commission recommended the position to serve as a hub able to ensure intelligence sharing. That is, to ensure intelligence was not intentionally withheld from other compartments when needed. It's doubtful, and all that is from their side is just containment, folks. That's all that it is. It's doubtful whether the 9/11 Commission ever gave thought to what might happen when intelligence is weaponized as a political tool, and the DNI is a political appointment, a cabinet member of the president. Now, thoughtful exposition on this, if the executive branch, the president, wanted to weaponize, let's say, intelligence as a political tool, he or she would have to have control over such weaponization as an outcome of their political appointees. When in the CIA, we're talking Brennan, the NSA, Rogers, Michael Rogers, John Brennan for the CIA, FBI, James Comey, the DNI, James Clapper, the DOD, Ash Carter. However, understandably, the key figure would be the DNI hub. Clap on, clap off, Mr. James Clapper. We'll get back to that in a second here. The balance of civilian, and that would be the representative government, oversight in the compartmentalized intelligence falls to a very select group known as the Intelligence Gang of Eight. Four Democrats, four Republicans. And I already read you who those people were. Four minority party and four majority party political leaders, for a total of eight. Four from the House and four from the Senate. Now understand the gang of eight here. The gang of eight can, if they so choose, interact with the intelligence product with the same level of security clearance as the compartment being reviewed. And folks, when it gets too sticky, you will always say, well, you can't discuss that here. You know, this will have to be in closed-door meetings. Mm-hmm. Now, this ensures their ability to conduct oversight, supposedly. Now, it's critical to understand the difference between the House Intelligence Committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee, and this gang of eight. Only two members from the House Intelligence Committee, chair and a minority, and two members of the Senate Intelligence Committee, chair and minority, are participants. The other four are Speaker of the House, Minority Leader of the House, Leader of the Senate, and Minority Leader of the Senate. The latter four are not part of any intel committee. 4 months ago, we had a suspicion that these events would shake out the type of fashion, and that's why we said, never forget this undisclosed motive to advance cover-ups. It's never discussed in the media. My spidey senses are telling me that the understanding of these facts and understanding the construct of this oversight will be an important reference point for all Americans in the very, very near future.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in
pain. Hang with me on this. This all this has a point. Now, expanding on the compartmentalized intelligence. And I think it's important that you understand what the function is and how this functions, who is where and what they're doing. Because this will start to make a lot more sense to you with this intelligence war that's going on right now, with the leaks and the politicizing and all the crap that's going on. The originating intel agency holds their proprietary intel they create in their SCIF. They may also receive intel products created for them, which they will also host in their unique SCIF. Thus, intel is compartmentalized. However, the White House, the executive branch, which is also a host of intelligence information and consequently the White House, has their own SCIF, which holds intel products they would create very little, by the way, or Intel products created for them, and that's the vast majority of this. An example of a product created for the executive branch would be the President's Daily Briefing, or the PDB. Now, this PDB as a whole product would only exist in the White House. Parts of the PDB would be hosted by the originating participant, ex-CIA, NSA, FBI, DOD, State Department, etc. Notice I said X. But only the White House would have the fully assembled product. After all, it's assembled for the president, right? How can you base and make decisions on faulty or non-existent information? Now, putting the oversight structure together with the compartmentalized intelligence security, you will note that only a few people could access the president's daily briefing. The president being Obama, the president's national security advisor, say Condoleezza Rice, the president's director of national intelligence, Clapper, or any of the aforementioned oversight gang of eight. Now, hopefully I haven't lost anybody yet here. Now, if the House Intelligence Committee or Senate Intelligence Committee as a whole wanted to see the president's daily briefing, they would have to request the individual components from the individual intelligence agencies because the PDB product was not created for them. It was created for the office of the president. Now, only the chairman and a minority leader from each intel committee could go to the White House to see the president's daily briefing end product. Now, remember, they are alone. They alone, or the four of the Gang of Eight. Now, this is why Devin Nunes, who is the member of the Eight, Gang of Eight, must request the intelligence from each department, being the NSA, the FBI, whatever, in order to share it with the committee. Nunes cannot export or import product he did not create. Now, the Congressional SCIF would then hold the compartmentalized information after delivery for the committee members to review under very tight controls. The intelligence is removed or deleted after the review. No systems are connected. It sucks right back into itself. Now, briefings. When the Gang of Eight are being briefed, they are being briefed at essentially the same level as the president, although they might not have the same exact end product because it's also subject to user as needed request. However, when the larger congressional intelligence committees are briefed, they're not briefed at the same level because they hold lower security status. So in other words, it's above your pay grade. You don't need to know that. So what does all this mean? Well, the research indicates that Chairman Devin Nunes, a Gang of Eight member, reviewed intelligence reports, most likely the president's daily briefing, that were assembled exclusively for the office of the president. In this case, it was Obama. That is why he went to the White House to review it. The intelligence product would have been delivered for his review, most likely by the ODNI. And again, Mr. Clapper. That would remove from that system after his review. And again, sucks right back up. No systems are connected. It disappears like it was never there. Now, Nunes stated that the intelligence product he reviewed was not related to Russia. That's where this Nunes thing comes in case you've not been paying attention lately. Or the FBI Russian counterintelligence investigation. So the product itself was a product for the president that was not part of the ongoing FBI counterintel product. Now again, this is why it seems likely it was part of the president's daily briefing, unless it was a separate product apart from the PDB, which was created for the office of the president. Now, here's where you need to put on a politics-only filter. Could Adam Schiff, another member of the Gang of Eight, go look into the same intelligence as Nunes did? Yeah. However, purely from a standpoint of politics. So the question is, why would he? If Representative Schiff saw the same intelligence that substantiates Nunes, he couldn't keep up the fake outrage and false narrative. Right now, Schiff can say anything about it he wants because he hasn't seen it. If Schiff actually sees the intelligence Nunes saw, he loses that ability. He would also lose the ability to criticize, ridicule, or marginalize Devin Nunes. Now, the same political perspective applies to Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Minority Leader Chucky Schumer, and Senator Dianne Feinstein. Yes, all the people we have gotten to know and gotten to love so much. For each of them to see the information would eliminate their ability to talk about it or criticize Nunes. The politics of the situation are more valuable so as long as they don't engage in actual truthful knowledge. Now, Chairman Nunes can't share his intelligence finding with the White House committee because the intelligence product is beyond their intel authority. Nunes has to ask for it in portions of each compartment would permit and authorize. And so long as Pelosi, Schumer, and Schiff refuse to look at the intelligence that only they are allowed to see, they can continue to ridicule and take political advantage. Now, this reality is also the reason why the media is so able to manipulate the narrative around Chairman Nunes and simultaneously why he's able to say he's done nothing wrong. On November 17th, now we get down to some timelines here. On November 17th of 2016, NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers went to see the President-elect Donald Trump in Trump Tower. Director Rogers never told his boss at the DNI, James Clapper, Didn't say anything to him. On November 18th, the next day, 2016, the Trump transition team announced they were moving all transition activity to Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey. Wow, why would you do that? Where they interviewed and discussed the most sensitive portions to fill. Defense Department, State Department, CIA, ODNI. Donald picked up the bags and moved it over there because guess what? He's in a snake pit. Now, earlier this month, President Obama's former defense deputy, Evelyn Farkas, admitted to sharing classified intelligence gathered during the Obama-authorized spying operation against the Trump transition team. Here's the reasoning she gave. The Trump folks, if they found out how we knew what we knew about their Trump staff, they would try to compromise those sources and methods, meaning we no longer have access to that intelligence. Now, as of yesterday, Fox has learned that the NSA is prepared to share the documents with the intelligence committees, but DNI is blocking that transfer for now. That was on Twitter yesterday. Now, as I said, Nunes, and I'm tying this into June 8th of 2017, the 50th anniversary of the USS Liberty, he's the only congressman that has been pushing very quietly, and you will never see this in the mainstream media because is the mainstream media going to touch the sinking of the USS Liberty or the attempted sinking, I should say? Because who would that piss off the most? Oh, our good buddy and friends, the moral and most ethical and the chosen people on this planet. It would really make them angry. Black mark. Oh, it might cause anti-Semitism. And again, going back to the Simon Wiesenthal that want to get rid of the alt-right or the people that are slightly the right of Attila the Hun or the worst you could ever imagine. You're not one of us. You're a hater. The only thing that they hate is the absolute truth. Now, did I get my printout here? Does Julie have that for me? Mike, can you check for me? There's a witch hunt going on for Nunes right now. They want him gone. Most of the stuff that is coming out... Thank you. Most of the stuff that's coming out here about Paul Ryan, which he is a rhino, you and I know that. Real people, real Republicans... or people who like to think of themselves as being a real Republican, closer to the Constitution, they look at Paul Ryan as being an asshat. He's not a deal maker. This guy talks out of both sides of his mouth. He's the Speaker of the House. I think 40 years, correct me if I'm wrong, in 40 years is the first time we've had the Republican Senate, Republican Congress, Republican President. With a guy, we all know who I'm talking about, Mr. Donald Trump, that walks in there with an agenda that scared the crap out of everybody. And I mean everybody. He's a rookie. He doesn't know what he can and can't do when he gets there. Truth is, if he's left unfettered and supported by the good people in our government, there would be things happening in this country, folks, that you could probably barely comprehend. You'd be going, what was that? What just happened? He did what? Oh, my God. You'd be happy. You'd be ecstatic. Now, there are a couple of ways to deal with these maverick politicians. Something that touches them, that they connect with. It connects with their humanity. It connects with their oath of office. It connects with this idea that people elected me to be in this position to go undo the things that have been done wrong, or go set the record straight, or expose the lion to tell the truth. You know, folks, what we secretly wish, every time you pull a lever on a ballot box someplace, maybe this guy will get it done, or maybe we can do better with that. No, they've got to get rid of Nunes out of this Gang of Eight. Got to get rid of Ryan, and that's not getting rid of much. That's a lightweight. I could pick up that asshat and throw him with one hand. Mitch McConnell, this guy has outlived his usefulness. Well, he's never been useful. He's been another one of these rhinos. And then, of course, we got Chucky the Possum Schumer and Mr. Schiff. This guy, every time I see him on TV and I look at those eyes, I can already tell he's lying. Or how about Dianne Feinstein? How about that great senator that's represented the Constitution and the people of the United States, and especially California, so well? The one that stands out here is Nunes, and he cannot be tolerated anymore. Like I said, folks, we've got a party, what's left of it, and then we've got the opposition party, which stands for nothing except standing up against anybody, and especially those creepy little bastards that stopped Donald Trump and Paul Ryan from passing this Health Care Act. How dare they? I couldn't imagine the amount of pressure that Trump is getting right now. The fact that a couple of days after this vote took place, now we're talking about putting it back on the table. And what's gone from this narrative is this. We needed to dump Obamacare. Socialize medical care, bad idea. Remember what I initially said? What has every industrialized country done? They've gotten rid of their guns. They've given you national health care. This is about control. This is what this is about. So these Republicans, the out of step that just wouldn't vote for the passage of this Ryan 2.0 Obamacare bill. Wow. Rather than, we need to dump this. By the way, the conversations are still going on in Washington, D.C. about this. The same people that voted against this Obamacare isn't because there wasn't enough in it, or there was too much of this or not enough of that. These people were doing it because it's a bad idea. It was a bad idea when we had the Hillary, well, it was Bill and Hillary Clinton health care. It's been cooking for a long time. And then let Obama do it because, well, hell, nobody can pick on him because he's black and all they're going to do is say, oh, you're a racist asshat. So here comes Donald. Donald says we need to, well, repeal and you should have stopped there. Repeal and replace. So I don't know what kind of political chicanery or witchcraft or arsenic they're going to try to cure their problem with, but they try this again, the exact same thing is going to happen. There's not going to be an Obamacare 2.0, and I don't give a damn what you call it. It shouldn't be done in the first damn place. All the years in this country, folks, when they tried to touch the guns, what did people in this country do? You've done it yourself. How many times have you done this? Well, they're talking about getting rid of the AK and downsizing the... You went out and bought magazines and AKs and as much ammunition as you could possibly lay your hands on. But what do you do about Obamacare? That has to be stopped in the District of Criminals.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you accepting charges from the United States?
Now, if you go up to the USS Liberty site, USSLibertyVeterans.org, you can read what Mr. Nunes has been doing since that June 8, 1967, day of disaster, where this wasn't a misidentified ship. This ship was to be sunk and all aboard gone down. And like I said, what do we have coming up here in June? Well, it's another day that should be living in infamy. June 8th, 1967. So, if you are anybody and you will go against the grain, you will either die or you'll be out of politics. Do you remember Sonny Bono? Do you remember him? He was a Democrat. I think he was out of California, wasn't he? Mike? He was out of California, right? Do you remember the hearings on Waco? Do you remember that? Do you remember Sonny Bono sitting all the way to the right? The very end. Sitting there with his hands in his face. Trying not to let people see that he was sitting there crying crocodile tears. He was going after Janet Reno. He was going after the Clinton White House. So an experienced skier just happens to kiss a tree and die. And I'm talking Democrat here. You can't have a Democrat that's going after a monster-style government that thinks that it can do anything that it wants. No, 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 no. Not with the ex-wife still out there with a name and not you being a U.S. congressman. You can't. Too much power there. Too much power. And I'm sure Sonny Bono was warned repeatedly before they helped him into that tree. He was an experienced skier, folks. How many experienced skiers do you know? Yeah, they've had some accidents. They've had some spills. They might even have kissed a tree. But it isn't like a tree. He wasn't skiing down a slope in a blinding snowstorm. Think of it this way. When was the last time you were in a fender bender and you saw it coming and you couldn't do a damn thing about it? You protected yourself the best way you could. If you are skiing down the mountainside and you see a tree coming at you, trust me, the first thing that you're going to do is protect your head. That goes, everything else is gone. Everything else is pretty much useless if you turn that into some kind of mush soup. One or two people are on the slopes that day to guide him into that tree. Because we sure as hell can't have a Democrat. We can't have a Democrat with notoriety going after the great Janet Butch Lorino and the Clinton administration, could we? We couldn't have these embarrassing questions asked about Waco, Texas. Another mass murder that was done in this country for the sake of everybody's safety. Folks, I'm just getting wound up. Second hour coming up.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.